Episode 181 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Délices La Frenette, Simplement Délicieux, voted best of Montreal year after year because they are tops, according to Montrealers via many polls. Five locations, all you need to know: St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard. It's Les Délices La Frenette. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space. Episode 181 of the Drive-By Podcast. I'm Freeway Frank. It's a late night session. I love the late night sessions because they are a little bit softer, whatever that means, a little bit colder. It's cold in my studio here. Forgot to keep the heat on. Walked in here and it's a pretty windy, rainy night in the city of Montreal. We're expecting, believe it or not, something crazy. Like, I don't believe it. Maybe this is an old April Fool's joke a couple of days later than the carbon tax that they implemented. So maybe April Fool's is later this year, but we're expecting 15 to 20 centimeters. I'll believe it when I see it tomorrow morning. So the lights are not as bright as when my cameras are on, and I'm set to go with quite a few different topics, as I usually do or have here on the podcast. First one here is a woman complaining that she can't find a man. And the reason why she can't find a man is because, maybe, perhaps, the fact that she has a beard?
No one's going to marry you, Hernan. Like, you have a beard. Mm-hmm. No one's going to date you, Hernan. You have a beard. No one's going to be your boyfriend, Hernan. You have a beard. You are not a preference to a lot of men. And then I'll get like really feminine men message me, but that's not who I'm attracted to, Hernan. Mm-hmm. I like really masculine men because I am very soft. I'm so different to what you see like on TV. You know, on TV.
Well, I've never seen you on TV.
Have you not? But no, generally you'll see, oh, she's strong. She's, you know, what she's talking about is very powerful, whatever people say. But then at home, I'm very quiet, you know. I'm very feminine, I'm very soft. People don't get to see that side of me, you know. But no, it has been difficult. Where I wanted to be married and have kids, I would never be a single mom.
Hernan looks to be, she looks like she's dressed like she's a Muslim. But she can't figure out why she can't find a man. And she has a beard. She has a full beard. Here's the thing. People can do what they want to do. People can wear a beard. People can dress like a woman if they're a man, vice versa. We know all this. But if you're wondering why you can't get a man, or you can't get a real man, and by real man, I mean, obviously she's looking for somebody to have children with. She doesn't want to be a single mom. That's what she says. But it has to be a guy that's into marrying her, even though she has a beard. Now, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm zooming in on the picture to see if she's taken anything so that she's growing hair on her face or whether it's a fake beard. It looks to me to be a fake beard, like it's stuck on there, but she has a beard. And this is exactly what I believe is wrong with 2024 society basically today, is we have people like this who, you know, because of their own psychosis, delusion, right? Whatever's going on in their brains, they desperately want other people not only to accept them, but then they live in this unrealistic world where they believe that a guy, a straight male, would want to be with a woman who has a beard. And she's saying it with a complete straight face and wondering why she can't find a man. I think it's because you have a beard. I think I've mentioned the story before of when I was back in Vancouver and I went on a date with this, she was a beautiful girl. And eventually when her pants were off, and I know this sounds like it happened quick. It happened pretty quick. And eventually when her pants came off, no,
I didn't notice a dick or anything like that. No. It was, I started to rub her legs, and she had hairy legs. Oh, it is snowing now. Looking out the window, it is snowing. It's not fake news. Maybe it is the real deal here. So now it's snowing after April 1st. Go figure. Like, I'm not doing weather reports on a podcast, but okay. It's snowing. Hopefully, wherever you're listening to this from, it is not snowing. I have a lot of people listening in from South Florida and better parts of the world when it comes to weather. So there you go. This is what you left behind in Canada. So because they want us to partake in their delusion, they make these crazy statements and they're wondering why they can't find somebody. And it's pretty blatantly obvious. No straight man wants to be with a woman that has a beard. I'm not just talking about a couple of hairs, you know, like some old Italian nonnas. I remember my grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to use neat and she had hair growing from her chin. I remember. And she used to actually put like a shaving cream and shave it off. No joke. I'm not making this up. So that's what happens when you get older. Hair starts growing from different parts of your body. I even notice hair growing out of my ears sometimes. And I'm like, oh, when has this alien thing happened before? Never. Because I was young and that kind of shit didn't happen when you were young. When you get older, hair starts growing from all parts, all kinds of parts of your body. And you can't explain what other things are happening to you. And you're like, what's this now? Okay, I'll leave that for another podcast. But back to... Sorry, I had to mention that. But yes, some Italian nonnas shave their face. So I'm moving into this girl, like moving into her, right? And we're getting intimate. And I go down her leg and she has hairy legs. And I said, I made a comment like, you forgot to shave. And I mean, it was really hairy. So I thought for a second there, could this be? And I was like, no, impossible. Not a guy. That's for sure. Okay, you just know, not a guy. And then my mind started going 100 miles an hour, and I just looked at her. I was repulsed, okay? Because there's no time ever as a straight male that I would want to feel hair on a woman. Even, okay, if she didn't shave, forgot to shave, it's been a while. Okay, that's one thing. This was, no. So something was going on here. And then she quickly told me, Frank, I'm a naturalist. And I was like, and I'm out of here. A naturalist, and I didn't even know what the hell that was. It was in my 20s. I was like, what does that mean exactly? Well, naturalist means that means I go, wait, you have hair everywhere? So she had hair everywhere. I didn't stick around to find out. I would have imagined we had a bit of a George W. Bush happening, maybe hair in the armpits too. That's what a naturalist is. They basically don't shave. Remember telling the story to a few of my friends at the time in Vancouver, one, him having spent a lot of time in Europe during vacations, he said, Frank, a lot of the German girls, a lot of European girls, they don't shave. They have hairy armpits. And I go, well, I'm not in Europe, am I? I'm in Canada here in Vancouver, and I was out. Well, what do you mean? You left? Yeah, I left. I left her hanging there. Probably told everybody that Freeway Frank, I was Freeway Frank at the time, in the early years of the inception of Freeway Frank, yeah? And she probably told everybody what an asshole this guy is. He found that I had hair on my legs and took off. Yeah, exactly. I did. I'm sorry, I'm not into that. And maybe I was shallow. Maybe I still am, but I'm married now. And I know for a fact my wife does not have hairy legs. I would excuse it, Steph. Sometimes it's like, oh, I forgot to shave, whatever the case is. That's fine. But this was tropical rainforest, the Amazon, you know. I don't know what was going on. No guy wants a woman that has a beard. This woman complaining she can't find the right man. I thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. It's a whole video on it. Well, you know what she looks like? A Muslim man. In the video, when you're looking at it, then you hear the voice, you go, no, I can't be a Muslim man. This is definitely a woman. Then she talks about childbearing, and it's a woman, but dressed like pretty much, imagine a traditional Muslim man with the beard, wearing the traditional clothes they would be wearing, and that's what she looks like. If that excites you, go right ahead. I'll let you know how you could get in touch with her. She looks like she's about 5'4". She's got a very thick black beard. Good luck with that. And it gets me to my next topic. Charlie Kirk, who is a 30-year-old conservative commentator, who is a pro-Trumper, very Christian conservative. Some of the stuff I like that he says, some of the stuff I find a little, at times, out there. I agree with most of the stuff he says from a political standpoint. This one, I'm not too sure about. I only agree with the first part of what he says, and I'll explain. But here's Charlie Kirk basically saying that women in their early 30s, not even their 30s, but their early 30s, not even close to being what they were when they were in their 20s.
Basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job, and it's created mass political hysteria. And then in their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get mad when I say that. Well, it's just true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job and cats. So I thought, you know.
There are cat women, right, out there already in their 20s. And they may have had cats when they were in their teenage years. They're cat women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And, you know, the old joke being, if a woman is single and has a cat or cats, stay far away. I don't agree with this because I think it's a horrible stereotype. I know several women that are absolute knockouts that have cats, and they don't seem to have anything. I mean, look, we all have issues. We're all a little off. That's what I'm trying to get at. We're all a little loony. I know. I see a lot of these women too on Instagram, and they're absolute, complete and utter beauties, and they have cats, and they come on Instagram and they say they're single. One in particular I'm thinking about is a well-known Quebec personality, and she has her cat, and well, she does things with her other cat for a living, but for the most part, she's it always goes back to her cat, as in her pet, her animal. At the end of the day, she's spending time, and she would rather, she says, spend time with her cat than with a guy who doesn't deserve her. Why not? I get it. But Charlie Kirk saying that because women decided to enter the workforce and decided to be single in their 30s and therefore have cats as pets, they shouldn't be surprised, basically, that they're single. I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why. The first part of his comment is factual because it's undeniable. We are always more appealing to people when we're younger. Now, they say for men, it doesn't matter. And it's true. I do believe for men, if they age well, it doesn't matter. Because you see guys who are older with beautiful younger women. And as long as a guy is moderately good looking, and I've seen a lot of guys who have absolute zero looks but have money, and they could still get the woman. So we know it's not the same thing going the other way. Because a man aging and a woman aging are two different things. It's just a reality that I'm saying. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying it's the reality. So him saying that women in their early 30s are not in their prime as attractive anymore as they were in their 20s in the dating pool, I think women who are listening to this right now who are in their 30s know that if they look at themselves in the mirror, and there's a lot of beautiful women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, the list goes on and on. Okay, I'm not saying that you have to be a specific age to be beautiful. And then, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The person might not be physically beautiful, but might have a beautiful personality. But now I'm talking about, because he's talking about looks, right? As soon as you say something like, quote, not in their prime, what does that mean? Not as attractive as they used to be. Well, pick an attractive woman. If you're an attractive woman and you look back, you look in the mirror, you can't say that if you're 35 today, that you look just as good as when you were 25. Now, you could be just as attractive in your mind. The 10 years of aging, of the aging process, has made you what? 10 years older. Not necessarily 10 years more unattractive, but age does something to our bodies, right? It's just like mileage with your vehicle. It needs more maintenance, oil changes, and I'm talking about men and women here. It's not like you look at yourself in the mirror and see the person that you saw 12 years ago. Impossible. So in that sense, if you were in your prime in your mid-20s, you're not in your prime anymore. And of course, sexual prime for women, I believe, is in their 30s anyway. But just in terms of, you're not the person you used to be in your 20s today if you're 10 years older in your 30s. That's all he's saying. Not as attractive in the dating pool. That is a fact. That just is a fact. Now, if men are as superficial as Charlie Kirk says men are, and a lot, I'm a guy and men are superficial, but I'll tell you one thing that I have learned. As attractive and young a woman might be in her 20s, and the fact that she's more mature in her 30s and older, I am completely turned off by women in their 20s that are immature. If I were back in the dating pool, I would see no. I would honestly, I see so many women on a weekly basis in their 20s, immediate turnoff. They might be nice to look at. It's like, oh, look at this young woman. I remember when I was that age, she's beautiful. And I could acknowledge she's pretty or cute or beautiful, whatever the case is. But then she starts talking. And I'm like, she's not a woman, she's a girl. Believe it or not, there comes a time in your life as a man, you should mature. Now, I know a whole bunch of guys who still think they're in their 20s and date women in their 20s. And these are guys that are in, no joke, in their 40s, 50s, even 60s. And they date younger women because they still feel they're still the 20-year-old guy having to either prove something to themselves, or maybe they just like, they're stuck there and they like women in that age group. But I think there's got to be something seriously wrong with you if you are in your 50s or 60s and are hanging out with 20-year-olds. Like, at some point, you have to grow up. Honestly, there's something that's not, it's just something that's not right up there. I think to go out and seek somebody that is 20, 30 years your junior, 40 years your junior, men are always going to choose, for the most part, younger women, yes. But, you know, there is such a thing as maturity. And guys, when you grow up, and I like to consider myself mature and grown up, if I'm back on the market, I'm not looking at women in their 20s. I'm just not. And possibly not even around the 30 mark either. I'm looking at women that, you know, my wife is late 30s. So that's what I would be looking at. I would be looking at mid-30s and over. That's what I would be looking at. So Charlie Kirk saying that women in their early 30s are not at their prime. It's a fact in terms of, if you're going to be out looking for the perfect man, and every woman is looking for that perfect man, people are looking for the ultimate partner. Well, then it's true that as somebody ages, guys will wonder why a person is still a certain age and doesn't have a boyfriend, never married, never had kids. They'd be wondering, this is just human nature. People think this way. Men think this way, going, well, why is she 35 and single? Why is she 32 and single? Why is she 38 and single? Why has she never been in a serious relationship? She never got married. She never had kids. So men are going to think that way. It doesn't make it right that they think that way, but it's instinctive and it's a man thing to think that way. It's not about chauvinism. It's not about being misogynist or sexist. It's the way the male brain was created. It's just the way it is. It's the way we think instinctively, but it's the way we think. It's internal. Parts of what Charlie Kirk said, he's not wrong. The latter part about how, you know, once the woman stepped into the office, all bets were off and she basically ruined it for herself. I don't totally agree with that. I do, and I have mentioned that women's roles have changed, right, over the years and over the decades, and we need to have more of that family unit, mother, father, you know, that type of family unit, for things to get better in this world. Because what happens is, when children are brought up and that nuclear family has left us, no longer around, people don't have dinner together, people don't sit and talk, families don't sit and talk together anymore, everyone's on their phone. What happens? Well, a girl like the one I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, who decides to have a beard, grow a beard, she can't grow a beard, but have a beard, and is looking for a man that will accept her for having a beard, then that's what gets us to this point. And this point is the point of no return that keeps creeping into my podcast. And that's why I talk about this stuff all the time, because we really are talking about something that is seriously out of control. And it's like a plague, you know? It's just when you think things can't get more and more ridiculous, they do. And so we're at this point. It doesn't mean all women listening to this podcast who are single and in their 30s, and I'm not saying you're doomed. You're going to find the right man, but you're going to find the right man, not the right boy. And that boy can still be a guy who thinks he's a man in his 40s or 50s that doesn't want you because he's looking at the 26-year-old instead of the 36-year-old. You don't need that guy. To me, there's nothing more sexy than a woman that is mature in her 30s, 40s, knows what she wants, and is a lot pickier. And did you think that maybe, here's the bombshell, did you think that maybe women are more single than ever, living with more cats than ever, because maybe they don't want the cats, as in your cats. They're not as desperate for the penis anymore. They're not. They'll settle for it here and there, but they don't want it full time because men are not great anymore. They're not. Guys are, there's a lot of really shallow and superficial and narcissistic men who walk this planet and treat women ungentlemanlike. The other day I was sitting down having lunch. Yeah, I guess I was judging this couple next to me. And they both get separate bills. And I knew they, my wife says to me, "Oh, Frank, maybe they were brother and sister." I go, "Okay, even if they're brother and sister, like the guy, pay for your sister's meal. I mean, well, what's wrong with you?" Like, you know, they split the bill in the middle, and then the person, the server comes, and they're paying on the, you know, they're tapping their card. One person taps, the other person taps. Like, but I know, I saw them holding hands. I mean, what kind of a man pays for his own bill and lets her pay her own bill? And I know people are going to say, "Well, hey, women wanted equality. There's your equality." I know. I get it, but at the same time, I couldn't do that. Maybe I'm too old school. I couldn't do that. I couldn't sit there and watch the woman I like or love or I'm intrigued by. I mean, just for my own self-worth and have her, the bill is like $20. Pay for it. Be a man and pay for it. What an embarrassment. That's embarrassing to me. So those are the men that we've created today in society, the guys who are splitting bills on dates. So can you imagine a 36, 37-year-old woman who is picky and she hasn't found the guy yet? Well, because those are the guys that are out there splitting bills on dates or having the date and maybe paying for the bill then expecting to get laid right after. I mean, you're not going to invite me upstairs? I mean, this is the society that we live in. And as I mentioned previously on maybe it was the last podcast or the one before, things like pornography, and I'm not about to sit here and give everybody a moral lesson on why pornography is bad, because I always say that if it were around when I was in high school, I would have never graduated. It's the dopamine hit that every teenager has from the time they can to the time they can't anymore. It's in us. It's in humans. It's in men, right? With pornography and all the things that are available to you now especially for young men to get off with, I hear the story so many times told to me over and over again that so many guys are just not dating, not going out there and meeting because at the end of the night, why bother spending all that money, going through all the emotions and hassle and high maintenance women, and she wants a purse and she wants this and she wants this paid for and she wants her nails done and buy me this, buy me that. I'll just go home, get myself off, and that's it. And not have a girlfriend or occasionally meet somebody and have some fun, and that's it. That's why we're in what we're in right now. That's exactly it. It's like a triangle. It's instant satisfaction, having the cell phone and that available to you online, Wi-Fi 24/7, getting anything you want. That's number one. Number two is the family, just not the same as it used to be. People sitting around and actually being a family together. And the motherly role and the fatherly role changing over the years, especially the motherly role. Yeah, that has played into why things have changed for the woman. Yes. And women and the feminist movement has not necessarily made it better for women. Better on a certain scale and in other ways, in many other ways, not good. It's changed the family dynamic and the role of what the woman's role used to be back in the day, back in the 50s. And I don't think women want to go back to wearing aprons and staying at home and just serving their men 24/7 and being homemakers, as they used to call them. I don't think women necessarily want that. But look, it's all these things in this triangle that I talk about that has changed everything forever. And hence why there are so many single women in their 30s and 40s, never had kids, never got married, still looking for that guy, and it's just not happening. That's why we're here. It's as simple as that. Episode 181 of the Drive-By Podcast. I feel like I'm Dr. Phil here. Sponsored by Les Délices La Fraînesse. Simplement délicieux. The best pastries in the city. You're looking to get a custom cake. I had a family member get their custom cake designed for a life celebration. She had a whole Greek theme, and they made the perfect cake for her celebration. And they never disappoint at Les Délices La Fraînesse. They'll put together the cake you want, the way you want it to look, taste, custom for you. Les Délices La Fraînesse, simplement délicieux. Check out the 5 Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and my home location on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard, Les Délices La Fraînesse. So why aren't women in their 30s getting married? Let's hear from a woman. I wasn't done with this topic. This is the red-headed libertarian. She has a X account. She says, why aren't women in their 30s getting married? I have a theory and it's going to piss everyone off. So LFG, let's fucking go.
So the debate on a woman's prime has been reopened on X. Now I have a theory on this, and I don't think it's age why women aren't getting married in their 30s. And none of you are going to like it. So let's buckle up. Before we jump into this, what are my credentials? Well, I got married at 22 and was a homemaker for a long time. Now I am in my 30s, I am a mid, and I'm a girl boss. All right, moving on. Let's start with women who are 9s and 10s. All right, women who are objectively beautiful by every measure. These women, though maybe lonely, they don't use dating apps because they don't have to. Let's talk about women who are 8s, women who are definitely beautiful, but not quite the 9 or the 10 level. You might see them on a dating app occasionally. This makes 6s and 7s kind of the queens of the dating app. Now let's look at men. When it comes to dating apps, you don't have the 9s and the 10s of men on the dating apps either, unless they are the man whores. The man whores go to the dating app and they see the 6s and 7s as the low-hanging fruit. Oh God, I'm gonna lose so many followers. So these 6s and 7s kind of get this idea that they are 9s and 10s because they're hooking up with guys who are 9s and 10s, the man whores. So in the time that they're dating these 9 and 10 guys, they're able to grow their job and feel good about themselves and not have children and just focus on other priorities in their lives, which is fine, ladies. It's fine. However, they get into their 30s and the time's coming to get married and they're like, not really finding any 9s and 10s anymore who want to get married. So they end up marrying a 6 or a 7. Mids marry mids, guys, sorry. And these women who end up getting married feel like they settled. They spend all this time on a dating app just given the illusion that they were a 9 or a 10. So women in their 30s aren't getting married because they have these high expectations for a man, which is fine, but it was all built on a lie that they were a 9 and a 10 and they were going to marry a 9 or a 10. Let me know what you think in the comments.
Wow, that is a good theory. I gotta tell you, I've never thought of that. I never looked at it that way. I did say that at the beginning of the podcast, that if you're an attractive woman, and I know several attractive women who have cats, live alone, haven't quite found the guy, are in their 30s, they're beautiful. They are 8s, 9s, and 10s. But now what she said is so true, because it's for the women who think they might be 8s, 9s, or 10s, but are not, are dating guys who they view as in that category. And then therefore, when it comes time to finding a guy to settle down, what this woman is saying, the redheaded libertarian, is that they can't find those guys. Because maybe being on one of those apps, dating all the guys they were dating, set false expectations. I do agree with that. It is very possible. At that end, what Charlie Kirk did say is that as you get older, you may think that you're the same person you were 10 years ago. Now you might be more mature, still have the sex appeal, still be pretty, still be good looking, but you're 10 years older. You may not see it in the mirror, but the guy sees it. And men are definitely shallow. And the good guys who are out there, even if the good guys are man whores, like she says, or guys looking to find a woman for whatever, one, two night stand, date a bit, and then he moves on. We do have high expectations for the people that we want to marry. So for a guy, he'll really look at that woman and say, is this the best possible woman I could marry? And then he'll see somebody who's 10 years younger, and then he'll question that and say, well, maybe I should go younger. She hasn't figured those things out. She hasn't experienced that yet. She'll experience that stuff with me. They'll go for somebody younger and not settle. And that woman, on the other hand, that she talks about is settling for somebody who she's dating under or dating the same, whatever. And so because she hasn't met those expectations, she's waiting around longer to find that guy who she never finds. And then she just decides, well, I guess this is the guy. It makes total sense. Now, there are many instances where you see really good-looking guys who are still single, and you got to wonder, why is he still single? And that's because some men, especially the guys that are good-looking and successful, it's harder for men to get married at a younger age today. It just is. And he always thinks he's got, like, he's young and like, yeah, I'll just find another girl I could have fun with. And they don't want to give it up, meaning they don't want to be tied down. They don't want to commit. So it's like, okay, let's just keep doing what I've always done. Just keep dating, keep going out, keep having fun. But at some point, the guy wakes up one day and realizes the clock is ticking, getting older. He needs to settle down. Well, he's 43, 44. He's not I'm just being honest. He's not looking for the 43, 44-year-old counterpart. He's looking for the 33, 34, or even the 27, 28. That is a fact. And so that's why I think it's harder more than ever to find a guy, or at least your perfect man, as you get older. There's a reason why there are more older women in the pool, in the dating pool. There are a lot of guys today that, you know, you're dealing, women are dealing with a pool of men that are just not the guys they used to be around back in the day. You know, I talked about these guys and what they are. So women look at the guys too and say, this is it. This is the guy I'm going to end up with. This guy, this type of guy, he's not even a man. And that's the problem is nowadays, guys are hard to come by, right? I mean, men are so, they're not men anymore. So it is hard for a woman to just settle and say, okay, you know, he's checked a few of these boxes. He hasn't checked all the boxes. I'll take him. Let's go. Let's move on to the next step. But for a guy, the checking of the boxes is way more complicated. I'm just being honest. And this girl who you just heard moments ago, the redheaded libertarian, calls it out and basically says a truth that hurts, but it's true. It really does come down to looks. I know it's sad, it's so superficial, it's so vain, but it does come down to looks. And the harder, it becomes a lot more difficult if you're either losing your looks or you were never good looking to begin with. It's the reason why unattractive men, older men, some are divorced, some have never found true love or wife material, whatever. Maybe they were too focused on their careers. Maybe they messed up relationships. Maybe they're not good-looking guys. They never had a chance. We'll go to countries, overseas countries, and find themselves younger women who will just cater to all their needs. They'll take care of them financially, and that's it. There's a reason why this happens. And somehow, and I've seen it. I mean, you see these videos on YouTube. Just go look. And you see this beautiful foreign woman in her late 20s, early 30s with this god-awful-looking man in his late 50s, 60s. And they're together and they seem to be happy because he sends money back to her family every month. It's not going to go the other way around. And that's the reality. And people won't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you. You're not a 55-year-old woman going to a country and finding a 23-year-old man that's going to be into the same type of deal. There is a difference then. It's sad, but it's true. And it's not sexism or misogyny. It's just, it's a fact. And again, as a woman ages, things become more difficult for her in terms of finding somebody. Whereas for a guy, I mean, I just gave several examples. Doesn't really matter. The men have way more options. It sucks, but it's true. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Drive-By Podcast, number 181. What was it meant for? Was it meant for education? No, I'm not trying to bring this up to say I know better. It's just in terms of having a real raw conversation that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. You're never going to hear this because a male broadcaster would be scared to have this conversation because he'd have 20 or 30 screaming women calling him or emailing him, giving him so much shit for even suggesting any of the stuff that I said. But again, this podcast is about keeping it real, providing examples, and then having a conversation. But you could tell me exactly what you think about what I discussed today and your thoughts anytime at Freeway Frank X and Instagram. Please 5-star this podcast if you enjoyed it. You could also review or comment anytime on Spotify or Apple, or check out any of the past episodes on YouTube. Episode 181, sponsored by Les Delices La Fraîneuse, Simplement Délicieux. 5 Montreal locations in St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard. The best pastries, bakery items, they've got it all. Check them out. It's Les Delices La Fraîneuse. I'll catch you again next week. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.